Perhaps I want to give you something to say at your seders tonight. In case you didn't have anything to say last night while someone else was making comments, tonight you should have something to say. And since about half the congregation has not yet shown up, they won't know. So I'll give you three different things to say. One about Dayenu, one about the sandwich of matzah and maror, and one about Chad Gadyah. Take them in any order you want. Let's start with the sandwich because chronologically it comes first. You put matzah and maror together. Maror stands for what? Bitterness. And matzah stands for freedom, right? By the way, here's something else you can say about matzah. Why does matzah stand for freedom when it stands for haste? Because Ralph Waldo Emerson, his most important teacher early in his life was his aunt, Mary Moody Emerson, who was a very eccentric and interesting person. And once when he was a child and he told her he had to hurry, she said to him, "Hurry is for slaves." When you control your time, you control who you are. So the matzah represents freedom, but the maror represents bitterness. We put them together and we make a blessing. But why would you make a blessing over something that represents tears and bitterness? At least one rabbi answers that what you're blessing is life, because life involves both goodness and freedom and bitterness and sadness, and all of it together should be blessed. And that was Hillel's philosophy, which is why it's Hillel's sandwich. He put together bitterness and goodness and made a blessing, because everything ultimately he believed comes from God and therefore is good. So you can use that for the sandwich. When you get to Dayenu, we start off with Ilu Hotzianu Mimitzrayim Dayenu. If you'd just taken us out of Egypt, that would be enough. But that doesn't make any sense. If God had dumped us in the desert, it would have been enough. That wouldn't have been very nice. But here are two separate answers from two different rabbis. One says that it actually would have been enough because life is about the journey, not about the destination. And if God brought us out to the desert, what God was saying is, here's the journey. And the second possibility is that you bless God even when you don't have everything you want. It's true. He didn't give us everything we wanted, but it's enough if God gives us something and we have to do the rest. And the third, Chad Gadyah, comes from my friend, Rabbi Shlomo Einhorn in New York, who discovered one year when he was thinking about Chad Gadyah, which means one kid, right, or one goat. What does Gadyah sound like that you have on the Pesach Seder? It sounds like Haggadah. He said Gadyah sounds like Haggadah to him. It just was associative in his mind. And he said the reason that it's Chad Gadyah, one Haggadah, is because all Jews, no matter how they differ, we have the same story. We all came from the same place. We all experienced the same sufferings. And in fact, Pesach is the most observed Jewish holiday, even more than Yom Kippur, because there's something about the fact that we share the same story that touches our hearts. So those are a few things you can say at the Pesach Seder this evening, or if you don't get a chance, save them for next year, because everyone else will have forgotten them by then. And in fact, I'll probably end up saying them again. So let's invite